Hello, welcome to Telecast with Popey, another outdoor edition. It's Saturday afternoon, and I've had a slightly busy day, but it's been very nice. This morning I took Sam to the first football match of the season with his new team. Long story. He was with a team called Cove Lions, and they didn't get enough support from the club, so they decided to move the team. So he's now Farnborough Youth Lions, but it's not just him that moved, the whole team moved. So coaches, you know, parents, kids, everyone moved from one club to another, and they're a lot happier now. And so I got up this morning, took Sam and one of his mates to the football match, and we all sat and watched, had a coffee, had a bacon roll. It was a very pleasant way to start the weekend. And even better, they won 6-0. So that's pretty good for first game in the new club, first game of the season. Very happy. Then, after bringing Sam home after football, I had to take my daughter to dance class, which is quite a long one. I think there's multiple classes she's at, and they use a community centre for the classes, and I brought her over, and I had the forethought. It's about 20 minutes drive from home, so sometimes I drive over here. If it's a long set of classes, I'll drive home again and then come back later, or my wife will come back later. But sometimes I will drop Sophie off and then disappear off to a pub nearby with my laptop and do a bit of fiddling about, grab a coffee or a beer or whatever, and then come back and get Sophie later. So now it's at the point where they've finished dancing, and I've come to pick them up. And while picking them up, I'm in the community centre and I see a notice board. I always like looking at notice boards in community centres. They're the epitome of community. You know, there's like people who have a shared resource, in this case their community centre, working together to do whatever's needed, whether it's picking up litter or spending some money to add facilities or new classes that are being set up or whatever. I love notice boards. And I noticed on the notice board, like you do, that they've put a new bench out in the grounds. Sadly, someone known to the community passed away, and so they clubbed together and got a bench put. And this led me on to another community contribution. There's a website you may or may not have heard of. I've talked about it before on the Ubuntu podcast, called Open Benches, openbenches.org. And it's a quirky website. It's set up by Terence Eden and his partner, whose name I've forgotten. I'm sorry, Terence. And it's an archive of benches. You know, like a wooden bench you see in a park. Often they have an inscription on them dedicated to someone who lived or worked in that community. And it's a catalogue of all of them. And what you do is, if you want to contribute to this community, you find a bench that's not already on there, and you take a photo of the inscription, you take a photo of the bench, and you take a photo of the view from the bench. Those last two are optional. You can just take a photo of the inscription. And then you just go to the website and you upload them, and they are then archived. And it does some magic text, you know, what do you call it? When it OCR type thing on the photo to understand the text, to turn the transcription, the little plate or carving inscription, into a piece of text, and that gets baked into the page. And every bench gets its own page, a unique number, and then it's on the site. So I would recommend, if there are any benches near you, go to openbenches.org and contribute to that little community. It's super easy to do. You just need a smartphone that's got GPS, take a photo, upload it to the site. You can optionally log in and, you know, have them marked as being uploaded by you, but you don't have to do that. I do sometimes. Anyway, Sophie's finished her class now, so I need to go and take her home. I hope you have a good weekend, everyone. See you all soon. Bye.